advisory council members, and I very much from my heart want to welcome Mr. Shimelis Alumna, who is our guest of honor here today from Ethiopia, has come to spend 2 weeks with us in Oroville. And we wanted, when he was here, we don't have a foundation stone to lay yet, but we wanted him to give a blessing for the land, and we also had asked Mr. Dudu Dien to join in that. We're very happy for that. This, that we are standing here today, actually has a very long history, and it goes back to when Mother was alive, when Tekeste went to her and asked her to bless the African children to be part of the Oroville experience. She gave this blessing. Tekeste has not doubted. This is for 40 years he has been doing this work. He has not doubted that whole time that it's a strength and a rock in the international zone, that there is somebody who, when things don't happen, says, oh, it's a failure, but who just says, it will come, it will come, it will come. Haile Selassie, from Ethiopia, the Ethiopian emperor, he was the first world leader outside India to support the Oroville project. This, I think, also has been a strength for Tekeste, that he knew he had that behind him. We are now standing on the land of the African Pavilion. From the beginning, Tekeste has been working not for a pavilion of Ethiopia, but for a pavilion of Africa. I have also seen in the encounters we have had with the African students from Rwanda, from Nigeria, from Tanzania, Ethiopia, who have been here in the summer to work, that when we talk about Africa, it speaks to them all. There is nobody who is saying, yeah, but we wanted to have a pavilion flat. Everybody is saying, yes, we want something for Africa. So it feels that we are on the right track with this. The African area goes actually from the road up here down to the new radial road and down to the visitor center. It's quite a large area here. It is one of the areas in the international zone which are actually really planted. We want to move trees. Here we have a lot of African trees actually which are here, kaya trees. The younger ones, the smaller, we will try to move when it is too many in one place. You know? So we are not intent on cutting trees. I want to give you all the assurance about that, that we are working with this together with the forest people. This area, where you see we have done an outline of flower. Actually, it is a bit larger than this, but we have to put it inside the trees. This is the Burundi Drummers Amphitheater. And our idea is, because we don't have still funds, we want to get funds for Africa House, but we don't have so much funds. And we thought that this, like in the summer, we actually had students come. There's 3,000 African students in Tamil Nadu studying at university. And we are trying to get more and more collaboration with the student organizations. This summer we had a one-month program when they came in batches and we cleared the land what we are sitting on now. And we want to continue in that spirit, that this Burundi Drummers Amphitheater, we want to do together with them, together with Satfem, with Madvik, two Madviks on the side. So this will be a step-by-step work just to ground it. And then I hope that we'll be able to lay the foundation stone for Africa Pavilion in the not too far future. Now I think I will just step to the side and ask Manakshi, who will actually do an invitation.
We are so blessed to have the sun shining today. Nyayiru Potudu. Let us worship the Lord, the sun god. And I see a lot of butterflies around. So there's a strong link between Cape Comorin to Good Hope. And so we are linking both the continents together today, right here in India, and Tamil Nadu, and of course, Oroville. So on behalf of the local Tamil people and Orovillians, I welcome Africa to be with us, have a strong hold and loving ties with us.
May I invite you, unannounced like this, to recite Sanskrit sloka to bless the land for us?
Actually, in our tradition, we don't really bless the land, we seek blessings from the land.
So,
but, you know, we have the other way around. You worship the land,
yes,
because you are now treading on the land. You are therefore. But I can do a few slokas. Om Bhadram Karne Bhihi Shinuyam Deva. Bhadram Pashemaksha Viryajatra Thirirangai Sustuvan Shastanu Virvyashem Devahitam Yadayu Swastina Indro Vritvashavaha Swastinaha Usha Vishvaveda Swastina Starkshora Rishtanemi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Blessing of the earth is the beginning of things here. We Africans would like to be part of it. Ndodo has been here many years, Kasta has been here many years, he lives here also, and this is the truth. And I hope this flag is here. I believe in the ideals of Oromo and the principles that are pronounced. When I was a child, I used to read history and reading about Caesar when he came to Egypt. He said, I came, I saw, and I conquered. But I have seen people here in Oromo and have talked to them. And they have said, we came, will be good for Oromil, its principles, its approaches, and uplifting of man from them, and remaining brothers and sisters, and this location being every human being's home and city, is a very high idea. And I want all of us to join in this, cooperate with Africa to see that this dream of Oromo, this dream of a pavilion for Africa will be realized. As governments and as individuals, we quite often promise and make declarations. And what I want to see all of us here and all of us promise is that we'll try and work together towards implementation of our ideals for them. Each one of us doing our little job so that there will be an ocean of blessing in all of them that would also work out for deserts and rest. Let us not only promise, but make our promises come true. Otherwise, our own declaration that we'll do this and that will sit on judgment or us saying, you said this, you didn't do it. You said that, you didn't do it. Now let us promise to do our best that this dream of an Africa center here will come true and will join and strike. Thank you very much for your kindness, for your support, for your cooperation.
Because in the African tradition, after the great brothers speak, green brothers have to shut up and silence. But I just want to add 2 points. One, in fact, Africa have never been absent from this place for two reasons. One, look at the African continent. It has this shape of a head. It is the most beautiful shape, in fact, of all continents. The beautiful land. And as you know, the derive of the continent, you know that history, the Indian part, this part of Asia, derived from Africa and moved up until it reached the Himalaya. It is when the Himalaya came out strongly. Secondly, the history of the Dravidian people, the people of here, this region, we know now through many studies that their trail went back to Africa long, long time ago. And I'm very happy because I'm from Senegal, and 30 years ago, my president, Senghor, was a poet first, met with the Indian Minister of Culture, Nur Hassan, from Bengal, and they discussed intellectually, and they realized that there was some profound linkages between the two. So they took a very revolutionary decision. Nur Hassan sent three scholars of India to Senegal. They stayed 3 years in my country. And Senghor sent a scholar here. They stayed several years. And their studies, which are available, which many of you may not know, but when I came the first year, I invited one of the scholars who was in Chennai.
Aravanan, Dr. Aravanan.
He was a contact. He came and gave presentation of the very profound linkages, cultural linkages between the African and the Dravidian people here. So it is a very long history. Secondly, just Africa has never been absent because the basic message of Auroville unity, mankind, is almost a mystical message for Africa. I don't know if there is any continent in the world where we have been repeating as a mantra for years, unity, African unity. It is coming every time, and now his capital, Ethiopia, is an African capital. So it is a kind of return to the future. And I'm very glad that by you invited African, young African students who came very nicely and contributed to the preparation of this panel. So God bless you, and Africa will come very strong. We will see it very soon. As we move slowly, but we move always forcefully.
That you have a very tight schedule this morning, but before you leave, I would like to ask that the Karan Singh, the Shimelis, the Rudian, I don't know who is more here from Austria, is there, Menakshi is there. We have Mark, again, if you together could help, we have 6 trees to plant. And we have to I think we have 7 people. I would like Menakshi to join from this side also. Can we go over and plant these trees together? It would be very nice.
Good job, Maria.
How's it going? All is well?
Good, thank you.
Over there? Yeah, good.
Busy at my degree.
Thank you. Double, double, Mike.